again since baptism is coming up, but it's not much. I mean, nothing really has changed. It's just now that it's written down, and maybe it will be a little bit more clear this time. But I, like David and probably many others, have made several professions of faith at different points in my life. The first one, when I was small, maybe around 7 or 8, I remember going forward, but not really understanding it, and only going forward because all these other kids were going forward. Again, when I was 18, I also was feeling the call of the Lord in my heart and had prayed to be saved, but there was no real permanent change in my life. And there were all these other things in my life that I was doing that I knew that if I was a Christian, that I shouldn't be doing. So there were, through time, things did change in my life, but I would say that the changes weren't necessarily because of Christ. It was more, you know, because of circumstances changing. So when your circumstances change sometimes, then that causes you to change, but it's not, it's because of self. It's not really because of Christ. So, and then of course I had no problem going to church, and because I grew up in church, so that wasn't, it wasn't a big deal to me to go to church or church activities. That was what I knew was expected. But in this past May, I came to the realization that I was actually in an argument and just felt no remorse for my sin in the situation. And so I realized then that, and the Lord wouldn't even, like, I was trying to be sorry for the situation, but it was not sincere at all. And the Lord, through that situation, spoke to my heart. And I knew at that moment that I really needed to give my life to Him. And He told my heart that I had turned my back on Him too many times, and that this was my last chance to come to Him without my heart being totally hardened against the Word of God. And so I begged the Lord to forgive me and change my life. And once that happened, you know, my eyes were opened. And I could see, like, how wicked I truly was in my heart. And I asked the Lord to change me. And ever since then, He has truly given me a love for people and tolerance for people and a love for His Word. And even though I know I don't deserve it, but through Jesus dying on the cross, He saved me. And I want to make sure that I serve Him with all my heart. And then just... Sorry. And I just, you know, with this, was thinking about this the other day, that I'm really thankful. That thankful for three types of freedom I have. The first one, I'm really thankful to be an American, to be born here, and we have freedom of religion, so we don't have to hide to come to church. It's not a big secret, and you know, we're free to come to church. We're free to read our Bibles. It's not anything we're going to get thrown in jail for. So I'm thankful for that. And then this past week was Martin Luther King's birthday, and we're coming up on Black History Month. And I think it's, and I want to thank the Lord for my freedom as an African American. You know, that I can, I don't have to sit in the back of the church if I don't want to. I can sit in the front. I can, you know, I can go to school. I can get an education. I can, you know, do the things that God has created, you know, us to do. And then most of all, my most important freedom, and because of those other two freedoms, many people did die for our freedom as Americans. Many people died for our freedom as an African-American culture to be able to live amongst people like everybody else. And but the most important person that died for the most important freedom that we have is Christ. Him dying on the cross is our most important freedom, and even if I didn't have the other freedoms, wouldn't matter because of Christ dying on the cross. So I'm just thankful for that freedom and for the one death that really, really made a difference.